Pope Benedict greeted over 15,000 people in St. Peter's Square for his weekly general audience, enjoying an unseasonably warm November day. Among those there were a group of pilgrims who arrived from Assisi after attending a conference marking the 20th anniversary of the interfaith meeting called by Pope John Paul II and hosted by the birthplace of St. Francis.
I am pleased to greet the young people of different nations and religious traditions who recently gathered in Assisi to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the interreligious meeting of prayer for peace, desired by my predecessor, Pope John Paul II. I thank the various religious leaders who enabled them to take part in this event and the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, which organized it. Dear young friends, our world urgently needs peace. The Assisi meeting emphasized the power of prayer in building peace. Genuine prayer transforms hearts, opens us to dialogue, understanding, and reconciliation, and breaks down the walls erected by violence, hatred, and revenge. May you now return to your own religious communities as witnesses to the spirit of Assisi, messengers of the peace, which is God's gracious gift and living signs of hope for our world.
Before greeting the pilgrims, the Holy Father continued his catechesis on St. Paul, the first in a series of important figures in the early church.
By his words and example, Paul teaches us that through faith we are made righteous before God, we encounter his merciful justice, enter into fellowship with him, and are enabled to build a more authentic relationship with others. Our justification is pure grace, an unmerited gift of God's radical love, manifested in the cross and the resurrection of Christ. Like Abraham, whose faith in God was credited to him as righteousness, we are justified by grace and not by our own works. Hence, our only boast must be in the Lord.
The Pope also said that it's Christ that's the true starting point of our dialogue with other religions, since he's the focus of salvation history. He pointed out that after Jesus, the name which is mentioned most in the New Testament is Christ.
Through faith and baptism, we share in the Lord's death and rising to new life. We now live in Christ, just as he lives in us, in a mystical union which does not dissolve the distinction between him and us. St. Paul's example shows us that faith must be expressed in a daily life marked by humble adoration and praise of God, constant gratitude for his mercy, and a spirit of joyful trust in his gracious love revealed to the world in Christ Jesus, his Son.
After greeting the thousands of pilgrims, the Holy Father imparted his apostolic blessing on the crowd, which we share with you now. I'm Charles Collins.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et omnum edus med seculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terram.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.